Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Welcome back. I hope everybody is enjoying the content, or at least I think maybe some of you, actually I'll get into two emails that I got, but I think some of you are kind of realizing that there are actually different ways to looking at some of these dilemmas that we are facing. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And you are listening to the only show that will drive home why we need to demand compliance to the Constitution and demand that our state legislators call for the audit process to begin and to initiate Republic Review, which is the full process of holding the federal government accountable for all of their constitutional violations. That's right. Pelosi, Schiff, Schumer, all of these folks and all of them that have been stepping on our Constitution over the past century and a half, if not more, well over that, actually. But anyway, I'm not calling and I'm not saying that we need to dig up all of these people, Teddy Kennedy and the rest of them, and burn them in effigy. I'm not doing that. But it's time we actually put an end to this facade and get back to the Constitution as it was designed and allow this republic to flourish the way it was designed. And if you start looking into the concept of Republic Review, that is only the tip of the iceberg. As you start recognizing all of these roles, like education and so forth, coming back to the states, as you start looking at the potential that your state has with its resources and so forth, are you kidding me? Why wouldn't we be doing this? We would be so better off. We would be able to thrive. More and more people would want to move to the West Coast or into the Western states, even into the flyover states, because all of the opportunities are there. They're no longer going to be shackled by all of these unconstitutional regulations. Then you don't have to put up with the crappy traffic and all the things that those poor people in L.A. and Southern, in the communist state of California, as well as on the East Coast seaboard, which is just packed. I mean, you can't go anywhere on the weekend along the I-95 corridor. It's just a parking lot every weekend. And I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. So anyway, let me get into the show. Some of the things we're going to talk about is about the Trump administration. But I want you to know that I am not a never-Trumper. When I get into the meat of today's show, I want to start this whole thing off with the fact that we need to start taking a better critical eye at his administration. I'm not trying to call him out, and I do not want to subvert the campaign, his campaign, against the communists, because we are way too close in the numbers with these Bolsheviks coming out of the education system. 4 million a year, that kind of amount of communists, that's 16 million since the 2016 election, right? That's a lot. Go look at the numbers. How many, what's the percentage of those kids wanting to vote Democrat or communist? It's a high percentage, my friends. And it may be enough to actually tip the scales to where, you know, the Electoral College is the only thing that saves our skin. And I'm telling you what, that is one of the big reasons why the Electoral College is up in their, you know, periscope. It is up there so that they can go, okay, we've got to move to a democracy now. Why? They already have the numbers in their advantage. But I'm telling you that they're moving and moving and moving and pushing us in this direction. Your only hope, my friends, and I'm not even smiling about saying this, I'm about ready to cry because it's taking so much effort on my own. with those few people that are helping us, it is taking so much effort to get people to embrace Republic Review and holding people accountable and focusing on compliance to the Constitution. So many people keep on mislabeling and misinforming people. Yeah, the Republic Review is a back door to the Constitutional Convention, and we don't want that. I'm telling you, anybody that says that is either an idiot speaking a narrative and doesn't know what they're talking about, because this has happened. If somebody says that to you, pull up your phone and show them the bullet points right there on reclaimingtherepublic.org, and then have that person explain how having states rescind their applications for an Article 5 process opens up a constitutional convention. How do they do that? Have them tell you how that happens. Because bottom line, the only way a constitutional convention can occur, the only way it can occur is by states having 34 states apply, petition Congress to be able to do that. What they're saying is that, you know, they're saying something in the magnitude that, you know, some mad group of people are going to sit and write up a new constitution without the authority, and then it's going to become the law of the land. They don't have the authority. I'm telling you, we don't have the authority. We don't want that authority to rewrite the Constitution. The focus of Republic Review is to get into compliance, get the federal government to comply to the Constitution. That's why people listen to this show. That's why this show is growing, because it's about compliance. Don't you want people to comply to your contract when you hire somebody to remodel your home, or when you, you know, go into an educational contract, or whatever that contract is? You don't want to be bamboozled. You don't want to be given the runaround. You want compliance, and that's what we have to demand to the most important contract in our lives, because the Constitution is the only contract that protects us from tyranny, and we have actually living under under a cascading waterfall of tyranny from the federal government, because most all of the things that they're doing is unconstitutional. So let me just dive a little forward, because I actually got a couple of listener comments from yesterday on my, I call it the insensitive rant, but I know it's not that I'm being insensitive. I know I'm not, but I'm not here to make anybody feel better if they're making choices and they don't want to live up to the consequences of their choices. I'm not here to make an unwanted pregnancy, or, you know, some gal and some young man, two kids that have an unwanted pregnancy. I'm not here to poke them in the eye and make them feel bad. But the fact is, you now are dealing with a consequence. Are you going to kill that child? Or are you going to man up, woman up, and do the right thing and get your life in order and do it right? Or are you going to just say, oh, well, we're going to live off of government. We're going to have government pay for an abortion, and we're just going to go down this path of accepting government in our lives and every facet of our lives. Come on, folks. We have to start taking accountability and responsibility. Those are the two factors that come with free agency that make liberty what liberty is. Anyway, I got two comments. One comment was from Laurel, and... And actually, I want to say this. She was my first female, so, you know, that's a little applause. You know, it's nice to be able to get, you know, both genders. And so, anyway, Laurel, you're my first female that's provided me with any feedback. So, anyway, she was actually applauding my rant on the perverse ideologies and protecting our children, how important that is. My other emailer was Rob. And he made a comment regarding my perspective on parenting and how he's never heard the concept of children are the byproduct of heterosexuality, not a byproduct of homosexuality. He just kind of goes, wow, that is about as pragmatic as you can make it. And why would heterosexuals allow access for bestialists or any type of perverse people, whether it be homosexual or what have you, and, you know, babysitting and access to, you know, teaching and impregnating their minds with perverse concepts? I appreciate it. I'm glad you're listening, and I'm glad you're actually picking up on some of these points that we're making. Before I go into the obligatory groveling, I want to also say I need to finish up on the militia perspective. So I'm hoping, since today's Thursday, I am hoping that we can get into the militia next week. I want to wrap this up because what we need to do, and we need to start chanting in the flyover states, get these states to start establishing their militia. Start demanding Congress give them the funding to help them equip and organize a militia. They never wrote it out of the Constitution. They created an unconstitutional organization called the National Guard, where the federal government has full control. No, federal government does not have full control over the militia. They only have the ability to call them up and have full control in cases like an invasion. And we'll get into that when we're talking about the Trump administration in just a few minutes. So I don't want to go down that rat hole so quickly. But we need to finish up on the militia so you can understand how important it is that we start complying to the Constitution. Okay? So here's a little bit of groveling. And one of the ways you can help, there's different ways you can help, but one of the ways you can help is to actually start buying your coffee. You a Joe drinker? You got to have your Joe morning, day, night. You got to get Red State Coffee. So we'll be giving you information on that. As a matter of fact, we've got our GoFundMe campaign. That's one way you can help us financially in covering our travel costs. We need your support, and there's all sorts of ways, and I'll get into a couple more ways when we get back, and then we'll dive into some meat. So please stay tuned, and I'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. So there's different ways you can support us. As we were just going into break, I was just trying to get into the little bit of groveling because I know I went on a bit of a tangent rant in the front end of the show talking about Republic Review and so forth. Anyway, if you've got a computer, you've got some literacy with, you know, using your computer, phone, and those types of things, let me know. Email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We can easily get you helping. It doesn't take a lot of time a day, just a couple times a week or what have you. You'd be surprised what you can do with a little bit of time. You know, I think most people start realizing that they can actually, they've got far more bandwidth than what they're dealing with, but they just don't want to put any more on their plate. My friends, we don't have any other choice. Either we start picking up these responsibilities of saving our Constitution or deal with the consequences. And I'm telling you, you will rue the day if you do that. The financial side, as we were literally going into the break, we do have a crowdfunding campaign on GoFundMe. The link to that is on reclaimingtherepublic.org. If you're contributing, this is not money that is going into my pocket. It's helping me keep myself from being challenged financially by covering everything. There's nothing that... Nobody is covering the cost of this radio show. Nobody's covering the Red State Coffee Grinds. That's going to be helping. But, you know, there's lots of things that I am doing that actually there's tangible cost to these things. I'm not looking to make a salary. I believe that the only way I am going to be successful, I want to share this with you right now. The only way I and this cause will be successful if it is not about money. In other words, it's not about me making money. It's not about me making some enterprising opportunity, you know, like the 9/12 movement where, you know, a lot of people spend money and go at a protest or do something like that. That is a waste of your money, time, and resources. It may be getting people together to feel good that are like-minded, but it doesn't do anything. Have we gotten rid of any of these bad progressive ideologies? No. Not at enough of a clip that they're throwing down our throats. We're losing this, and that's why we actually have to exert money, efforts, and everything else into solving this problem. I'm challenging you. If you can help, that would be great. I am not making a penny on this because I believe that we have to follow the framers' model. It can't be about money. It can't be about a salary. It can't be about, you know, me living a lifestyle. I believe that if somebody comes along, if the states come along and they say, we want to employ you, okay, that's different. But I'm not going to take that employment if it's going to compromise my ability to lead this effort. Does that make sense? Because solving the problem is foremost. I'm telling you, solving this problem, I do not want to leave my children, my grandchildren, our children, and our posterity with this inevitable doom of never returning to a land of liberty. Don't want to do it. So I believe that we have this obligation to fight for what is morally right. So, if you want to help, you're only going to be reimbursing me for my travel costs. My trip to Wyoming actually costs a couple thousand dollars. So my trip to Wyoming again is going to cost some money. Not so much because I'm not taking three people, but it didn't cost those guys anything out of their pocket when they went with me. I think they may have brought some foods and some snacks and so forth to kind of help defer, but for the most part, you know, I carried their costs because I knew that they were doing me a favor. So this next trip, it'll probably be cheaper. But I'm telling you, I would be humbled and I would consider it a real blessing if you could help us with our burden of travel costs, period. And if we can, you know, if you have a business, you know, like coffee, like this Red State Coffee coming along, if you have a business, sponsor me. I mean, let's work out some type of a deal to where I can start defraying the cost of my show and all of this behind this. So anyway, let me move forward. There are two other causes that you know I support. TheConstitutionClub.ning.com. Go join these guys. They're doing good things. OurFirstRight.org is another one. Both of these are on our other links page, as well as I believe still my podcast page. So let me dive into the Trump concept. But before I do, there's two quick reminders. Constitution Day is again 5.5 months away, and I want to start reminding you on a regular basis. We need to start elevating Constitution Day like Independence Day. It should be a very, as a matter of fact, I'd like to see this as the true Thanksgiving. And I ask you read Washington's Thanksgiving proclamation for recognizing this Constitution. That's what we should be doing for Constitution Day. I'm just throwing it out there. Thank you for listening. You are helping. Our numbers are getting better, you know, slowly but surely. But please start telling more people, hey, have you heard GR on the radio? You need to listen to him. I hear you complain all the time about the government. This guy has got the solutions wired. And these aren't just my, you know, I'm not just saying that. These are what Madison and Jefferson's solutions. Okay, I mean, I had the inspiration as well, but as I started realizing, well, maybe I, in my sleep, somehow I was digesting osmosis because I read the resolutions before. I just never looked at them with the same perspective until I had the epiphany of auditing and then uniting the states, enforcing compliance. And that's exactly what they did. So it's nice. I mean, if you come up with an idea and all of a sudden you really start testing out your idea and come to find out your idea was supported, I mean, almost verbatim by Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, that would be a huge validation, wouldn't it? Just throwing it out there. As I did, there is no sign of the federal government relinquishing any of its unconstitutional powers. They do this every day, folks. There's no news about it. They're not going to do it. We have to do it. You and I, that's what we have to do. So let's do it and let's dive into this concept of never trumping, or actually I'm not going to go there, but before I do, let me hit up the Red Pill Expo. If you live near Hartford, Connecticut, or you're on the East Coast, it's an easy travel, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Get your tickets now. I believe they're going to be offering some really good incentives for people to, you know, take advantage of, you know, an early bird type of pricing. I know last year that, you know, there were a lot of people that didn't take advantage of it, and it was really a missed opportunity. I know that I didn't go to the VIP stuff, and everybody that I knew personally here in Spokane that went, they go, how come you didn't come? And I go, I really didn't have the time, so I wasn't going to spend the money on something I knew I didn't have time for. So anyway, you want to be there at Red Pill Expo. You really need to rub elbows with these kind of people. You're going to hear things about Agenda 21 and things that you've never heard before about medication, pharma, you know, not just vaccine, but how the pharmaceuticals have such a grip. You know how many people are taking antidepressants, anxiety, and those types of medications? They're making hand over fist. You want to talk about the military-industrial complex? Let's not even go there until we talk about the medical-industrial complex, including pharmaceutical, medicine, insurance companies, and everything else. What Eisenhower did in 1953 with creating the Health, Education, and Welfare Department was far worse than what the heck happened with the War Department turning into the Defense Department and the military-industrial complex. There is far more money involved in pharmaceutical, chemicals, and all of these things that are going on than what is happening out of the military-industrial complex. I'm telling you, that was a bigger beast than anybody, and nobody's talking about it. So let's get into a pragmatic and critical view on Trump's administration. I was giving you the kudos, right? I was giving you some kudos on Trump's economy and some of the things that Trump was doing and trying to address, you know, border control and so forth. But on the other side, I'm going, what the heck is he doing? This just came up. It just came up that the Trump's administration has expanded the guest worker visa program to increase foreign workers coming into America by 30,000 more foreign workers, for a total of almost 100,000 foreign workers are going to be allowed into America this year. And these guys are going to be taking good primo jobs, engineering, doctors, and so forth. Help me out here. Is that good? I don't think so. I don't think if we have that kind of criticalities, then we need to start sucking it up and start actually looking at where the problem is. This goes right back down to going upstream on the problem. And if we're not going upstream, and the upstream problem is the education system. Our schools are making a bunch of dolts. And these kids don't want to become engineers. They want to be entitled. They want entitlements. And so we're paying other nations to come here to do the work for us. Are you kidding me? What he's doing is not solving the problem. What he's doing is actually exacerbating the problem with this. And so I'm just telling you that this is a sleight of hand that we're not necessarily picking up on. Now, I don't believe Trump is doing this deviously, but I don't believe he's got America's best interest in doing this by helping these companies, getting these employees. These companies need to be going down to the education system and saying, where are our kids for our future? We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Folks, I have been telling you that the majority of the ills that our society is facing, like the drug addiction and homelessness, like these factory workers, or I should say these skilled workers in this visa program in allowing foreign workers, doctors, engineers, and so forth to come in. It's going to get to the point where security clearances are going to be given to foreigners because we can't get enough engineers to design our weapon systems, to design our aircrafts, and so forth. We will rue the day when we allow ourselves to be subjugated like that. And this is all a part of the globalist plan. I don't know if Trump understands this, but the bottom line, the root of most of our problems here in America, in our republic, is upstream. Upstream is the education system and the ideologies and paradigms that the secular, godless, progressive agenda has been driving. That's why we have a bunch of dolts coming out of our education system that want to change their sexes and be on the government dole. And that means you and I, through the welfare program, get to pay for them to, you know, chase these sexual unicorns and live on our dime. It's got to stop. If it doesn't, we will capitulate because we cannot, if you know, that's 16 million kids every year, or every 4 years, 4 million a kid every year. So let me move on. I'll give you another positive. I really believe that Trump is taking the right stand on the border. Unfortunately, he's not making the constitutional argument. There's no one is not saying that this is not a crisis on his side, but they're not calling it an invasion and pointing to Article 4 of the Constitution and saying, we have a constitutional responsibility to stop this invasion. We not only need to stop it, we need to reverse the effects of it. Ooh, now those are strong words. Reversing the effect, because we're talking, how long did this invasion start? It goes all the way back to Reagan after he gave amnesty to a lot of people because they didn't fix the problem and it kept on going. And every president has stood up there and kind of made everybody feel good. See, Clinton, Bush, they're all for, you know, controlling and, you know, the borders and stopping this. Even President Obama, boy, he was a real patriot, right? Come on. We see him taking a stand, but he needs to take a constitutional stand. And I love the idea that he's going to shut it down. I don't like the idea that he is going to keep commerce because, yeah, here's a real fact that, yeah, commerce may be stymied a little bit, but it might be in America's benefit if we're not bringing in all the raw goods and everything else. We may actually have to force our farmers to actually produce and actually watch our economy grow as we not allow. How much of our commerce gets shipped to Mexico? If you know, send me an email. If you can actually quantify that we don't have a deficit, a trade deficit with Mexico, please show me. Because I don't see a lot of American expensive manufactured goods flowing into Mexico. Why do you think all their people are trying to come here? Yes. Anyway, let me just keep moving on. We do need to shut it down. Yet, I will just say this as well. In context of the border, another thing that the news is not showing you, because this is such a crisis of an invasion, people that are living even beyond 70 miles, within 100 miles of the border. Now, if you understand Tijuana, 100 miles within the border, that's all the way up to Temecula. How many people live in that area? We're talking millions of people that live between San Diego and up to Temecula and go along the entire border. People within 100 miles have been targeted and or terrorized. Have you ever had your car stolen? I lived in near the San Diego area for a while, and I had an individual that I worked with go out to the parking garage to go home or go for lunch or what have you, and his truck was stolen. SUVs get stolen. Where? If you want to feel violated, just all of a sudden find out that in a controlled compound, somebody walked in and a gated compound. Somebody walks in, steals a vehicle, and actually drives off the compound and doesn't get caught, and you actually have completely lost out everything. And now you feel violated. This is a huge problem. And this was years ago, and it's getting worse. People are actually at their homes being ransacked and terrorized. And it's not getting covered to the level it should be on Fox. And you know the mainstream media is not going to lift a finger to even mention this because they believe this is all Trump, you know, manufacturing. Bottom line, 100,000 people are there. They're estimating 100,000 people are going to be trying to run our border a month. How many millions is that? That's 1.2 million in a year. You can't tell me this isn't an invasion. Even if it's hundreds a month, it's still an invasion. It may be incremental like a drip system, but it is still an invasion. People do not care about our laws, and every country has harder and harsher immigration laws than America. Actually, our laws are good. Congress is refusing to enforce and comply to the Constitution and the laws as written. This is a huge problem. They are culpable. They've got blood on their hands, and that's why I say every congressperson that is not pushing and rallying and supporting, stopping and reversing illegal immigration should be removed from office as unfit as a public servant because they're giving aid and abetting to the enemy of our Constitution, those who are breaking the laws of our Constitution. And this is blatant violation of our Constitution, people coming in here and not becoming and not following our immigration laws. On the other side of this, for you that are, you know, if you're a real Trumper, and I'm going to try to bring on an ardent Trump supporter that just sees all of these great things that are happening, because I don't want you to think I'm really anti-Trump. But I'm trying to get you to start looking critically at what the heck's going on. This Islamic refugees are still coming in. They're still creating these Islamic encampments, and they're moving them into conservative states and into conservative bastions in blue states. I live in one. And are you kidding me? And here's an ironic thing that just hit in the news this week. In the Vatican, a cardinal is criticizing the mass immigration policies around the world and says that the church should help people flourish in their own culture and country. Okay? Have you heard this? You need to look this up. And this is from G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. So you need to sign up for this, but I'm going to go through this because this epitomizes what we're dealing with this refugee problem. Robert Serra of Guyana criticized the Catholic leaders' political activism supporting mass immigration into Europe and everywhere else and saying everybody's got to do their fair share, calling it a betrayal because most immigrants end up without work or dignity in these new homes and they don't assimilate. We're seeing this. The empirical data is proving this. He says the pastor should abandon political activism and return to preaching the gospel. The cardinal also offered his support for nationalist movements in Europe that wish to recover their sovereignty from Brussels, which he says operates in the service of banks. Yeah, he's not pulling punches here. I am telling you that this matter is lingering, and I'm telling you that hearing this from Pastor Sarah, Robert Serra is, or Cardinal Serra, this is a breath of fresh air, finally, for the first time. And this news needs to get out there. These are the facts. This is truth. Pastors need to get back to teaching the gospel and doing compassionate service. And if you want to do compassionate service, provide the services in country for where these people are refugees. As you understand, from a macro view, we are looking at a lot of different problems, and immigration is just one of them. I'm going to give you two other problems at a macro view that we are dealing with that, oh, by the way, they're going to become campaign issues, not just immigration, but if you look at the next a year and a half, because we're about a year and a half out, almost. I think next month we're a year and a half out from the election of 2020. So what's going to end up happening is Trump is going to be moving very specific issues. And instead of closing, or because he knows he won't be able to close, he's going to balk or, you know, kind of just, you know, fill the sandbags and hunker down and say, run on his campaign to say, look, I am fighting an unwilling Congress. If Trump is smart, he'll start pointing to the Constitution. You know, as a man who has been bred in business, I know that he doesn't understand this. But Article 4, protecting the states from an invasion, plays perfectly for his election, re-election campaign. It plays perfect in dealing with this now. It plays perfect with him draining the swamp by calling on the third section of the 14th Amendment by barring people from public service for serving, aiding, and abetting the enemies of the Constitution. So when we get back, I'm going to talk about two other issues that are also lingering out there that are going to become a part of the campaign issue. So we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so I had a golden moment and an opportunity to actually kind of put, you know, come around full circle, and I didn't, so I'm going to before we lead into these two issues. What is that golden moment? Well, I think we've proven that this legal immigration of visas for skilled workers to come into America, I believe that this illegal immigration and these refugees that, oh, by the way, violate the Constitution, there is more than a deep, there is a huge constitutional argument, my friends. And so I have to ask you, what is it going to take? These refugees, there's nothing in the Constitution that says we have to take these on. America does not have to be the subsidizing bad mistakes, bad governments, and everything else. We don't have that responsibility, and we can't afford to save the world at this point. We have to save ourselves first. But the world needs us, or I should say the globalists need us to fail, and this is all a part of their agenda. So what's it going to take? This illegal immigration, the refugees, and how bad it is getting, what is it going to take to get you to take a stand and get involved? You are a part of the solution. We are the solution, and we need you. Please make that commitment today. Figure out how you can send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We'd be happy. We would embrace you with open arms in coming in and helping. There's many ways you can help. Let's figure out how and what you can do. But now is the time, because it's not going to get any better. There's no indication that it's going to get any better. And let me move forward now. These two issues that are going to be lingering out there. Because what happens, and I want to look at this is at the macro view, like I was saying. What happens is, when we get a president in, and Trump may just be a part of the agenda president, just like Bush was, but he's actually kind of answering that real fervor of, because there's lots of people that are really conservative that are very happy that we're not happy with Bush. Bush was more of the moderate Democrat. than it was even a conservative Republican. The Republicans had to bite their tongue when he ramped up spending and he was, you know, started trying to solve the world's problems and the world globalist agenda. But when Obama got into presidency, the gloves came off for the conservatives and Republicans to really start flinging, you know, the facts out there. But we bite our tongues when we have a Republican in office. And I think we have an opportunity because I'm not selling Trump out. I believe he can and will listen. And I believe he wants to do good. And I think in some ways, there's just so many people that have bought into these concepts of, well, this is how we have to do this. We have to take these refugees. No, we don't. Show me in the Constitution, we have to take these refugees. Show me the constitutional treaty that says we have to do these. It was baked in as a part of the UN. It wasn't a constitutional treaty that was ratified by 2/3 of the Senate. We just go along with we're the only country that goes along with what the UN wants. And as far as I'm concerned, we don't have to. It's okay to break that treaty and get out of the UN. You know, Trump even talked about that. Let me get into these two issues. One of the issues is healthcare. And the thing that really concerns me is how Trump wants, because this is just, this Trump care, or this Republican health care, come on, Republicans, we can do better. Are you kidding me? This is the same thing that happened with NAFTA. They got Clinton into office, and I think I proved that case, that there was no way NAFTA would have been established with Bush, with a Democratic Congress. Now that we still have some kind of Republican control, they kind of blew it because it's Democrats and Republicans. And they're trying to put the pressure on the Republicans of nationalizing, socializing healthcare for good. Instead of, here's the moment that we can get rid of it. We do not want to replace it. We want to repeal it based on the merits of the Constitution. The other thing, bringing up NAFTA, remember, Trump threw out NAFTA. Here was an opportunity that we didn't have to subjugate and kowtow to Canada and Mexico as the ports of bringing in all the world's filth. Mexico is the filter, or not even the filter, it is the funnel for China to bring their heroin, fentanyl, and everything else into America to keep us addicted. And they're doing to us what Britain did to them back in the 1800s and into the 1900s. I talked about that before. And so China learned their lesson, and we have not even woke up and said, man, they're doing to us what Britain did to them. Are you kidding me? Really? What's it going to take? My point is, folks, that with the NAFTA deal, getting back to NAFTA, because we know China is moving all of these drugs through Mexico, the USMCA has baked into it the Agenda 21 issues of sustainability and everything else. Trump has sold us downriver, and I'm really waiting for people to really start bringing this up. We need to make sure that your senators do not vote for this. We have to inflict pain upon our senators so that they do not vote and actually ratify this agreement. The United States, Mexico, Canada agreement, the USMCA. This is worse than NAFTA because it ties our hands and it will decimate the middle class, upper middle class as well. You think it's bad? It will get really bad just because of NAFTA. Now, some of the things that I also want to kind of talk about because I've got a little bit of extra time. I think that as we're moving forward, and as this whole charade of the Mueller report with Adam Schiff, you know, everybody's asking for him to step down. I get it. But here's the thing. He's standing on this concept that he still has irrefutable evidence. And we're 2 years into this. I'm playing his bluff. Give us the evidence now, because this is just another charade that they're using as leverage, and he still probably won't step down. He's just saying, we've got evidence, and they're trying to subpoena and get an unredacted version And there's no way anybody ever gets unredacted versions. They want to create precedence, which is a bad precedence because it's going to reveal a lot of things that shouldn't be revealed. I believe in protecting secrets. I believe that it's important that we don't allow certain information just getting into their hands, especially the Democrats, because that stuff just gets out into the play. So my point is that Adam Schiff is just using this to hold his position and biding time. He should step down. And I think Trump should call his card out and go, give me the evidence of collusion. If not, we're going to investigate you because you're causing more problems than you are worth. And all you're doing is doing partisan bickering, because there's no doubt in my mind, I believe that Adam Schiff, if you do a probe like what Mueller did for 2 years and you can't come up with something, it doesn't take long for somebody to find some dirt like tax evasion on Schiff, something like that. And then actually he gets censored and or hopefully impeached. I believe there's enough info out there to impeach him. Let me cover this concept of Puerto Rico getting into a statehood. Who do you think this plays into the hands for with Puerto Rico becoming a state? They'll get two senators and they'll get at least one representative. They'll probably get a couple. I don't know how many millions of people live there, but if they have more than a million people, they'll probably have two representatives as well. That means that they're going to be taking representatives from, remember, California has all these illegals and all these other illegals. We have 30 million illegals that are taking up representation. And they're actually becoming communist, armed communists, supporting Oso the communist and all of these other folks that are in office. It isn't going to be good. I'm an advocate for good, constitution-loving, liberty-loving people. But we have to really hold up a standard. And with Congress the way they are, they have no standards. What they want are people to vote their way, and that's what they want. But giving them representation and voting in Congress will not bode well. I don't believe Puerto Rico is ready because we've never put, I think, the restrictions. As a matter of fact, if you look at Utah, when Utah became a state, they actually had to establish democratic organizations because Utah was all Republican when it was becoming a state. And the Democrats said, hey, you got to have a little polarity there. You have to have a little equality between the parties. And so, as I understood it, the Mormon Church went down this path of taking so many people and saying, you're becoming Democrats and you need to support the Democratic platform. And at that time, they weren't that divided. And so people didn't necessarily have a real bitter taste in their mouth like today. Anybody that hates communism would not want to be a part of that Democratic platform. I've already read it to you, and you know that the Democratic platform basically mirrors or builds off of the 10 planks of communism. Well, we got to do something about Puerto Rico because Puerto Rico is steeped in the wrong direction, and I think that we need to have a better conversation on that. I'm out of time. We've just got more news to get through, and we'll do that tomorrow. So God bless. Have a great evening. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty.